Ireland is going to offer around €2 billion of bonds this week in its first debt sale of 2013. The National Treasury Management Agency says it's reopening a 2017 bond first sold last July as more funds are raised ahead of the planned exit from the €67 billion Troika programme. It sold the 2017 bonds at a yield of 5.9% last year, but Irish debt has performed strongly since at a yield of 3.25% before the NTMA's announcement. We're joined now in studio by Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets at SAM.ie. Paul, the move is being widely welcomed. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, morning, Emma. Yes, very good news. The NTMA, you know, generally has been running a very good ship in the sense of they're taking advantage of the marketplace, which is very optimistic at the moment. And again, very optimistic for Ireland, but also for other issues as well. So they're jumping on that bandwagon and they're going to issue what looks like about €2 billion, which is about 20% of what they need to do for the rest of the year. So all in all, yes, very good news. I'm not sure about the rate yet, probably be around 3.30%. For those of you who are technically minded, it's actually called a syndicated tap. You're probably going to hear much about this in the next couple of weeks. That really means it's just a fancy way of saying they're adding to an existing bond. So good news all round. But you'd have to understand that the bigger picture is that the financial markets are really risk on at the moment. In every sort of debt instrument, they are absolutely piling in. It's a little bit like 2007 all over again.
What now, do you mean, though? Why is the NTMA really doing it now?
Well, for an example, you know, the NTMA can only play the game in front of it. And as I say, the markets are absolutely unbelievably optimistic at the moment that we're getting out of the financial crisis. So the investment banks have been encouraged by the central banks to buy all types of debt around the world. So you've got huge amounts of traders at the moment and they're betting on everything in sight. Some would say that this is the moral hazard that we were worried about in 2007. But again, for Ireland, we can't really worry about that. We can just play the game that it's in front of us. And, you know, the NTMA are doing a very good job.
But if it is showing the recklessness of 2007 all over again, and you say that Ireland doesn't have anything to worry about right now, is there trouble further down the road again?
Well, we don't know how soon trouble might come. But yes, as you say, the complacency in the financial markets, there's one risk gauge, which is called the VIX. It's quite an interesting thing. It's had record lows since 2007. And that's showing that there's a complacency all across the financial markets. Really, what they're saying is they believe that the central banks will jump in to save the world at any point in time if anything goes wrong. So they're willing to bet on everything in sight. And again, I would say the financial markets and the financial institutions have really played their game very, very well. I know it's very sickening for your listeners to hear, but you know, they've just been let off yesterday again. A lot of the things that were supposed to be brought in to try to control this reckless gambling, and these guys are gambling again, and it is very, very similar to what happened before.
This is the Basel Committee on Bank Supervision. It watered down some of the more stringent rules for banks. But you say all the same that the window on our Irish bank debt is now, act now.
Oh, well, I would say we have an absolutely fantastic opportunity now to do a deal on our bank debt in the next couple of months. As you say, as I was saying, the politicians are feeling very optimistic that they've saved the European crisis. They're also, the financial markets are very optimistic. So if we can't do a deal in the next 3 months, that is our window of opportunity gone. I would say in the latter half of the year, there's going to be more problems in Europe. So again, for our politicians, it's not really because of our negotiation skills. It's because these people, actually, we just need to massage their egos. They believe that they've saved the world. So if they've saved the world, they'll be able to do a deal for Ireland and it'll be fairly easily done.
And briefly, Paul Somerville, what are you expecting from earnings season in the US, which gets underway this week?
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating couple of weeks. Starting tonight, there's always with the Alcoa results in the USA. The earnings season is going to be absolutely amazing stuff, because what you're going to see is the results, I don't believe, are going to be that good for the fourth quarter. But you're going to see very optimistic comments, I believe, from the CEOs saying, just like everybody else, the PR machine around the world is working absolutely overtime now to tell everybody that there's green shoots. And so you would expect the CEOs to be the same. So it's going to be very interesting. One very important share, watch Apple. It's coming out on the 22nd of January with the results. The stock has fallen from about 700 to 500. But, you know, hopefully the Christmas sales have been very good. So that's one to watch.
OK, I'm Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, or SAM.ie. Thanks for joining us in studio this morning. Very briefly, exports from Germany, Europe's biggest economy, were sharply lower in November compared with the previous month amid economic weakness elsewhere in the Eurozone. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.31 and 81.